Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
According to a study published in the Journal of American College Health, more than 50% of college sexual assaults occur in either August, September, October, or November. And on the phone with me for this segment, I have Gloria Marcotte. She is a law enforcement self-defense expert, and she has some tips about self-defense, mainly for women. Thank you for joining me today, Gloria. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you.
Now, first of all, before we get into it, tell us a little bit about your background. You've got a very interesting background.
I do. Thank you. And so I'm 15 years law enforcement out here in New Mexico and 20 years self-defense instruction.
And tell us about some of your previous jobs.
Being with law enforcement within the 15 years, I've done a little bit of everything. I've done a little bit of patrol, a little bit of detectives. I was assigned to DEA for 5 years. So just a little bit of everything within the department that is very exciting. Very, very exciting stuff.
Now, you say that more than 50% of the college sexual assaults occur over the first few months of the school year. Now, why is that?
Yeah, they do. And unfortunately, you know, what happens is, you know, all the kids are in a new environment. Potentially some of them are, you know, not prepared, don't really know their personal boundaries very well. You've got a lot of the fraternity and sorority get-togethers happening along with, you know, sports things, tailgating, and the introduction of alcohol. And so that mix really kind of escalates why that percentage is so high.
What do students need to do to prepare before going to college, and what in particular do women need to be aware of most when it comes to self-defense?
Sure. Great question. And one of the things that I focus on in my classes here, and I've had so many over these past couple months prepping everybody for going away, but one of the things we talk about really is knowing your personal boundaries. If you don't know what your boundaries are, it's really difficult for anyone else to know what they are. From there, we talk about identifying what their personal skill level is if they were presented with a situation where they were assaulted or attacked, and what they can physically do about it, and they have to do some work to figure out what their personal physical capabilities are. And then we, you know, I put them through a class, and I've been doing this for 20 years, and we actually do some hands-on skills and body manipulation so that they know, will my hands alone be able to save the problem, or do I potentially need a tool? And we talk about those with the different types of tools that are available, like the defense alert device. We can talk about that one later. It's really great. So just a handful of things to get a base of knowledge before they even get there makes it so much better.
Now, I imagine you specifically train women for self-defense purposes. Do guys get involved in that as well, or is it just strictly women?
Well, interestingly enough, I do train guys as well. Like during my day job, I'm a trainer at our department, and I train just because of the ratios, mostly guys, and in the evenings I train women. But I also train guys in self-defense because, you know, just violence across America and attacks in nature are happening against everyone. It's just, you know, our focus right now with all the kiddos going back to school, unfortunately, you know, the numbers are higher assault-wise for women and young girls.
Right. Now, can you explain, I know this is radio, but can you explain some self-defense techniques that can be readily used?
Well, one of the things we talk about are really critical areas on the body to strike. And so if you do have to do something and you only have your hands, we're going to talk about striking critical areas that are going to debilitate. And so I'm talking eyes, I'm talking throat and airway. If they can't see you and think eyeball gone, and that makes it difficult, or if they can't breathe, think proverbial throat punch, right? Then it makes it more difficult to attack you. If you can't overcome that aggression with just your hands only, then I highly recommend something like the defense alert device. That's brand new on the market as of a year ago, and it's really changing things because it's a military-grade pepper spray with a GPS device in it. So if you use it, it actually notifies anybody within a mile of you that you're going through the worst event of your life, and it puts your location on a map with your GPS coordinates, which is a game changer. So you're potentially able to get help right then and there with somebody that could be within a mile of you.
Where can someone pick up a device like that?
They can go to the website. It's defensealertdevice.com. I've worked with this company. They're typically military and law enforcement products. They came out with civilian products. They came out with this particular one a year ago, and it's literally a game changer in the self-defense industry. Defensealertdevice.com. It's amazing.
That really does sound like an innovative new device.
Yes. Well, you know, we put technology to everything else. Why not to safety products that's actually going to make an immediate difference?
Exactly. Now, how do you teach women to be assertive when you're teaching them self-defense techniques?
Well, we start with the situational awareness. That's our first line of self-defense. But then we talk about, always paying attention to their surroundings, having their situational awareness intact, telling everybody where they're going to be. And then we actually talk about becoming the biggest problem for anybody that is either following them or goes to assault them. They've got to become the biggest problem ever. And the way to do that is for them to know their own strength, right? From their voice, from their physical bodies, like they become the biggest nightmare for that potential attack.
Now, what can students do to be safer on campus, and what can parents do to prepare their kids for college?
Well, the kids can pay attention to their surroundings. Like I said, situational awareness intact. Tell others where you're going. Don't go alone. Have a tool if you need it. Know your boundaries. Know who your friends are. Know the difference between a friend and acquaintance on the kid's side. For parents, and if you can, get your kids into a reputable self-defense class. Talk about alcohol-related incidents and maybe not using it for the kids, too. I know it's new. Let's not use it. It diminishes your capabilities in those types of attacks, all those types of things. And, you know, it's just unfortunate that we live in an environment now where we have to prep our kids to get trained because we're sending you off to school and this potentially might happen. That's the unfortunate part. But, you know, the best result is if we prepare for it, we're going to be, you know, better off when something like that or if it does happen.
Now, you talked about using a tool other than the defense alert device. What type of tool are you talking about?
The defense alert device that has a stopping action for the attack as well as the GPS, but why not install the Life 360 app or something similar to it where it actually just tracks where you're at all the time? And that's something that can be connected to your friends and your family, meaning friends on campus, people that you're very familiar with that are like family. And then even for your family that's not in the same state, they'll be able to know where you're at all the time, you know, just as a layered approach to safety. And that's what we need to look at.
Where can they find the Life 360 app?
They can go into the app store, whether it's an Android or the Apple stores that they have. It's a free app. I have it on my phone. There's paid attachments to it, but I use the free one with my family. And it's like I said, it's that layered approach, letting everyone know where you're at. When you stop, it stops. When you travel, it travels. So you get that sense of, you know, everyone's going to be okay, and at least we'll know exactly where you are when things are happening.
Okay, now what is it called? What should they look for in the app store?
It's Life 360.
Life 360, very good.
Correct.
Now, what should people avoid when they're going to a college when they're just starting out?
I don't want to say you have to talk about avoidance, but one of the big things to avoid would likely be the alcohol, and making sure that if you are going to make the decision that I am going to consume it, try and be moderate with it so that, you know, like I said, it's the first thing that diminishes your skills and your capabilities in an event, and we really need those intact to better survive that event. So I say, you know, if at all possible, stay away from it, you know, do some other things that are fulfilling, but just stay away from the alcohol.
Great. Now, if women want to take a self-defense class, what should they look for and how can they determine if that class is right for them?
Right. You've got to vet your instructors. You've got to ask them what their training are. Go to the websites, see if their training is listed, see how long that they've been in business, those types of things. I know that's what individuals do. And well, I've been doing it for so long now that they know the expertise that I have, but make sure and validate what credentials your instructors have. You know, I mean, we're talking about skills that are going to be used to save your life, and you need to vet it just like you would vetting something else that was really potentially life-saving or life-threatening, if you will.
Okay, very good. Now, in closing, is there anything that you think parents and students should know before they head off to college?
I think they need to know that they need to prepare, and we need to take our personal safety into account every single day. It's not, you know, we live in a different world. these days, unfortunately. And so the best thing that we can do is to be prepared and to talk about it and plan it together as a family and know what our own physical capabilities are. So pay attention to your own personal safety every day, every day, every day.
Very good. Gloria Marcotte, a law enforcement self-defense expert, with some very good tips about self-defense, especially for those that are heading off to college this year. Thank you once again for joining us today, Gloria. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.